Galangadog Junction by Moira O'Shea. Episode 3.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yes, it's a jumping little record and I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, gotta hear it again.
Oh, fire, spirit of all tribes, tell us why the new fella come Galangadog. Tell us why the new fella come Galangadog.
Still nothing, eh?
Nothing.
Must be doing something wrong.
The fire doesn't come with instructions, Pete.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Just got to sort of feel your way. Guess I'm not feeling too good.
Well, maybe you should go see a doctor. We've got two to choose from there.
No, mate. I didn't mean I'm not... Anyway, that's the trouble. Why have we got two? The town only has 59 people.
And four pubs.
Yeah, we can do with another one, all right, but two doctors?
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Darling, I am not about to shoot it out with Madge Hammond in the main street at high noon. Although... Oh, 6 weeks and not one patient.
Should I close up for the day? I've got a few things I can get on with for Galen's fundraisers.
Just a little longer, if you wouldn't mind.
Difficult, isn't it? Madge has been so kind to us since we arrived.
Even gave you her mother's recipe for gem scones.
Even gave me her mother's recipe for gem scones.
It's just she isn't a real doctor, after all.
It's just she isn't a real doctor, after all.
It would be easy to take if she wasn't just a qualified nursing aide from Wanganong General Hospital.
It's also frustrating, especially now we know Reggie Stafford.
Yes, he's not what I expected at all.
Nor me, such a dear old man.
Yes, he is.
He's like everyone's kindly old grandfather.
Someone you can look up to.
Wise with his years.
But young at heart.
And so energetic.
And enthusiastic about life.
With such a zest for living.
Lives each day to the full.
Shame he has to die.
Yes, it is.
Go, girl, go! Go, go, go! 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Brilliant time, Galen. Just brilliant.
Oh, thanks, Reggie. I can really feel it.
Right. How about ending with a bit of skipping?
Oh, no worries. Got the rope? Oh, thanks. Shirley Temple is the star. S-T-A...
No, 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 no. Faster, Gailey.
Oh, Shirley Temple is the star.
No, S-T-A-R. No, no, not the rhyme, the skipping.
Oh, sorry, Reggie.
Good girl.
No worries. Got Betty Cuthbert in the sprints to worry about. I reckon she skips at least 10 times
a day. So, how's our golden girl going?
Oh, g'day, Len. Where'd you spring from?
Just been to see Madge at the surgery. My back's been crook again. She's really busy. Flat out like a lizard drinking. I was on my way back to my chambers. Saw you training. Been watching you from behind the public conveniences. Oh, I guess you didn't see me for the flies. So, how's Galen doing?
She's coming along nicely, thanks, Len. Just done 10 miles down to the dried riverbed and back.
Down to the dried riverbed, eh? Well, no hills that way.
Mom, she ran 15 miles up to the Scotsman's shoulder this morning.
Pretty steep, Len.
Just so long as she's getting all the training she needs.
Oh, she'll be ready for Melbourne.
Right, better get back to the office. Leave you to it, then.
Right on, Len. Bye.
See you around, Reggie. Galen.
Bye, Len.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister. We're all very glad you could make it to Galangadog for this slap-up celebration of Galen's win. No, no, sir. Please don't put the cutlery in your pocket. We may need it
for... Hello, Len!
Oh, hello, Donna. How's baby Narelle?
Said her first word this morning. It was so cute. Shame I can't repeat it.
Yeah, some other time, eh? Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister. We're all very glad you could make it to Galangadog for this slap-up celebration.
G'day, Len.
G'day, Dawn. How's baby Dwayne?
Oh, cute, Len. Just got his first tooth.
Really?
Yeah, belonged to a kid down the road. Baby Dwayne ripped it clean.
Yeah, you see you, Dawn.
Little head.
Ah, let's see. Ah, thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister. We're all very glad
Len?
That you...
Oh, Len.
Oh, hello, Millie. What is it?
Can you 10-bar the numbat for a while for me? I've got to go and see Madge. It's my arm. It's real crook. Can hardly pour a sherry.
Yeah, sure, Millie. She's really busy, but I'm sure she'll be able to fit you in.
Oh, thanks, Len. Here's the key to the pub. I didn't want to leave it unlocked.
Funny it being empty this time of day.
Oh, no. There's about 10 blokes in there singing songs from Oklahoma. I just locked them all in. Thought it was safer that way.
You locked them in the pub? Struth! Better run.
Thanks, Len. Won't be long.
My goodness, Jane, that ear syringe positively gleams.
It's polishing it 100 times that gives it that sheen. I feel I've got to do something. Oh, I wonder what they're doing back in Didsbury right now.
I expect they're getting ready for bed.
Mummy and Daddy could be at the theatre. What's this?
It's an ophthalmoscope. It's checking eyes.
Did I tell you they went to see The Gay Deceiver?
Yes, so you said.
Oh. And they've got tickets for Summer Stars at the Palace. Mummy says Jimmy Young and John Pertwee are in it. Never heard of them. What do you do with this?
Oh, that's for... Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, I miss the theatre. What's this thing?
That's a plesser.
Looks like a hammer of sorts.
Oh, you've hit the nail on the head. A bad joke. Mm-hmm. It's for testing your reflexes. You tap the patient's knee with it.
Let's see.
All right, jump up on the couch. Right, now face me. Mm-hmm. You just let your legs swing over the side. Mm-hmm. Now, I tap here beneath the kneecap like so, and... voila! Your leg kicks out without you doing a thing. It's your reflexes.
Oh, that's silly. Do it again.
There you are. It kicked again. And... and again.
Thomas, you know I've never had any problem with my reflexes.
Have
I?
Well, no. Hang on. Now that I think about it, I'm not so sure.
What?
Well, you tell me you've never had a problem with your reflexes, but I'm telling you I'm not so sure.
But Thomas,
so, Jane, I think it's only right as a professional I test out all your reflexes.
Darling. All right. Well, you're the doctor.
Quick. Up here on the couch. Oh, God, Jane, I love you.
Oh, and I love you, Thomas. Oh, Thomas. Oh, Thomas.
Jane.
Thomas.
Jane.
Thomas. Oh, Tom.
Hello, Dr. Barrett. Mrs. Barrett. Sorry to interrupt. I was wondering if the surgery was still open.
Goodness gracious, yes. Yes, Millie, of course the surgery's still open. Jane, a patient.
Yes, darling, a patient. I'll leave you to it. Millie, would you mind if I write up a card for you?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Mrs. Barrett.
Oh, I'll do it straight away. Finally, I'm a receptionist.
Well, I'm very glad to see you, Millie.
Oh, and me you, Dr. Barrett. I'll be honest. I've been to see Madge, but she wasn't sure what was wrong. She rang Mr. Riley over in the next valley to get his advice.
The vet?
And he said if I was his patient, I'd have to be put down. So, naturally...
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, it's my right arm. It's killing me.
All right, sit down, I'll have a look. Millie, I'm just going to bend your arm very gently now. You tell me if it hurts.
Oh,
that hurt, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
Now, let's try it this way.
Oh, that's crook.
Mm.
What?
You've had this for a while, haven't you?
A little while.
Millie, you have tennis elbow.
But I never played tennis in my life. Oh, except once on holidays in Merthyr Tydfil when I was 16. That summer when I lost my... Oh, my God.
What?
My career is over.
What?
Dr. Barrett... Is it possible if you pour over 100 sherries a day, 53 gin and tonics, 27 measures of scotch, and 470 pots...
470?
470 pots of beer a day, it could give you tennis elbow.
Very possible, I should think.
Oh, no. My career is bung. Mr. Riley was right. They should put me down.
No, no, Millie. Now, don't cry. Tennis elbow is curable.
It is?
Yes. It's basically an inflammation of the tendons of the muscles of the forearm. Oh. Just where they join the bone of your upper arm. Here.
Ouch!
Oh, I'm sorry. The repeated movements of lifting and pouring all that alcohol has caused the problem. Lots of rest is what's needed. Use the arm as little as possible. It should clear up on its own. If it doesn't, we may have to take other measures, but try rest first.
Oh, but Dr. Barrett, I can't afford to take a day off work.
Could you try pouring with your left arm just for a few days or so?
Well, yes, I'm sure I could manage that. Oh, Dr. Barrett, you're a genius. God, is that the time? I've got to get back to work. Len'll be sick of hearing I'm just a girl who can't say no by now. Oh, thanks, Dr. Barrett. Thanks a squillion. I'll come back and see you again.
My goodness, Thomas, what did you do? Millie is over the moon.
Nothing. I didn't do a thing. Janie. She said, I'll come back and see you again.
All right, Gaylene. I reckon that's enough. Gaylene, you can stop now. Gaylene!
Oh, sorry, Reggie. I was having such a lovely time, I didn't hear you.
Okay, love. Here, have a drink of Passiona.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Reggie, tell me again what Melbourne's like.
Well, let's think. Well, it's got lots of beautiful gardens and green trams that run through the city.
Yeah.
And there's a big railway station called Flinders Street Station, where all the young men meet their girlfriends under the clocks.
Oh.
On a sunny day, you can take the tram down to St Kilda Beach and stroll along the Esplanade.
Yeah.
Or ride the Big Dipper at Luna Park.
Well, I've never seen the sea.
No. I don't suppose you have, love. Gaylene.
Yeah?
Despite what everybody in town says, it doesn't matter if you don't win the gold medal. It's being part of it that counts. The fact that you've made it to the Olympics anyway is achievement enough.
Oh, thanks, Reggie. Like a swig of my Passiona?
Yeah, why not?
And then Baby Narelle picked up her little bowl and she tipped her dinner all over Kevin's... Oh, hang on. Hey, Millie, what's going in those sweet cherries we ordered, hey? Anyway, there was this big pile of hot, strained vegetables all over Kevin's... Millie, the sherries!
Yeah, the sherries, Millie. We ordered them ages ago. Sweet!
Sorry, Donna, Dawn. My arm's really crook. Dr. Barrett says I have to rest it.
Dr. Barrett?
Yeah, Dr. Barrett. I went to see him. He's a miracle worker, a genius. He took one look at my arm, told me what was wrong and how to fix it. It's got to have lots of rest, so I'm using my left arm for pouring instead. It takes a little longer.
But, Millie, what's Madge gonna say?
Yeah.
Madge!
Yeah! Yeah. Madge!
Dear darling Jane, what on earth is going on in the world? That nasty Colonel Nasser now has control over the Suez Canal. War, I say. You'll never guess who came to supper the other night. Dear darling Jeff. He really is a most satisfying guest, full of witty conversation and finishing everything on his plate. After our pudding, we got out all the old photos, including the one of you as a tot in your little birthday suit in Grandma's garden. Jeff said it was obvious even then that you would grow up to be a beautiful young woman. By the way, there was no mention of Cynthia all night, so I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe she's just another Jeffy statistic. Did I tell you Jeff has just bought a Bentley? He bought it from Mr. Roberts' Bentley showroom and took me for a spin in it last Wednesday. As we flew through the streets of Didsbury, I couldn't help but think how good you would have looked in it, the deep blue bringing out the colour of your eyes. I told Daddy this, and he said, "Que sera, sera," which he tells me is the name of the most popular song on the wireless at the moment. It means whatever will be in something or other. Oh, Daddy can be infuriating sometimes. Oh, the hens are besotted. Daddy now has a new bantam cock called Lucky. How is Thomas? Darling, the Opera House and Palace both have some wonderful shows coming up. Daddy and I are keen to see most of them. We'll have to fit it all in between now.
One cherry does not a knickerbocker glory make.
I don't get you, Madge, love.
One hair does not a beard make.
I still don't get you.
One fairy does not a Christmas tree make.
I get you. Let me have a go. Right. One ball does not
a... Oh, shut up, Len. One patient does not a doctor's practice make.
Oh. Sorry about that, Madge, love.
No, Leonard, no. Don't be sorry. I'm not cross. I'm not cross at all.
You're not?
No, Len. And do you know why I'm not cross?
No.
Because this is 1956. And you know what 1956 is, Leonard?
Television comes to Australia?
Aside from that, it's Olympic year, Leonard. Olympic year. The year when thousands of foreign people descend upon Australia's shores in the spirit of competition. Competition, Len. And competition is a good thing because it keeps us on our toes, helps us strive for excellence, do a better job.
Better get under the wife, Madge. It's getting late. She gets worried if
Sit down, Leonard, and be quiet if you don't want that bad back of yours to get any worse.
Have you thought about a little holiday? Maybe go and visit your sister.
Leonard!
Look, Jane. Have a little look. There are four people in the waiting room.
Oh, Thomas. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, you're wonderful.
Good old Millie. Yesterday it was two people. Today, four. Slowly but surely they're coming.
It's the start.
It's the start, all right. Now all we need is Reggie Stafford to visit the surgery and all our plans will be in action. Everything will be in place.
My throat was really crook. Dr. Barrett said I had something called a quinsy.
Quincy?
A quinsy. I'm all better now. He said to keep gargling salty water just as a precaution.
True dinks.
And you know something else, Jimmy?
No.
Guess who I saw at Dr. Barrett's surgery last time I went?
Ava Gardner.
No, not Ava Gardner. Donna Knowles and Baby Norell.
Donna Knowles and Baby Norell? Does Dawn know?
Oh, g'day, Len.
G'day, Len. Still got the bad back, I see.
Yeah, bloody wish Madge would lose some weight.
Hmm.
Right, get you a drink.
Oh, yeah, thanks, mate. I'll have a beer.
And I'll have a glass of salty water.
Okay. Millie, two beers and a glass of salty water.
Rightio, Len.
Been doing something you shouldn't, Pete.
Oh, no. My throat's been crooked. Dr. Barrett says I have to gargle.
Better have a word with Dr. Barrett. Can't have everyone coming into my pub ordering salty water. It'll lead into my profits, eh?
Here's your drinks, Louise.
Ah, lovely.
Sir, how's Madge taking it?
Huh? Oh, you mean Dr. Barrett? Ah, oh, she's been real beaut about things.
Truly, really?
Yeah, real beaut. Oh, I'll miss her.
You mean she's closing up shop?
No.
Nah, she's going away for the weekend to see her sister in Wangalong.
Wangalong?
Wangalong?
Yeah, Wangalong.
The big smoke.
A milk bar.
Service station.
A restaurant.
A cinema.
Wangalong.
Wow!
Another beaut song from Oscar and Hammerstein. Surrey with a fringe on top, whatever that may be. Speaking of top, some of the Outback's top rock and roll stars will be playing at the Wangalong Mechanics Institute Hall next Saturday night. Kate Kidron and the Koalas will be there.
Oh, shut that up, will you, Thomas?
Big Frankie Gibson and the Blue Tongues.
It's just I've got so much work to do.
Poor Janie. What with helping me in the surgery and now working on Gaylene's fundraising committee, it worries me you'll get too tired.
I'm enjoying it, really. What else is there to do? Mummy says Al Martino's appearing at the palace next month.
I'm sorry, Jane.
We're in this together.
Together.
Maybe we could fill in our time a little more creatively.
How?
Well, one of your moods could prove stimulating.
It could it? Wouldn't you rather read Grey's Anatomy?
Not when I can look at yours.
I trust you have read Grey's Anatomy.
Read it, studied all the pictures, and now I want to try it in 3D.
3D? That sounds positively obscene.
Now you're getting the idea.
What do they have? Telepathy?
Maybe the house is bugged.
What?
No, I'm only joking, darling. I'll get it.
Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Len.
Come in.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Jenny, it's Len Clancy.
Good day, Mrs. Barrett. Sorry to disturb you so late. I thought it was safer to come under the cover of darkness.
No problem.
It's just that I was passing and... Oh, look, Tommy, you've got to help me. It's me back, mate. It's real crook. Please, can you help me? Please, Tommy.
Good God, yes, of course I have.
Thomas, I'll leave you. Cup of tea, Len?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Mrs. Barrett. That'd be terrific. I wouldn't mind a teddy bear biscuit if you got one.
I'll have a look.
Look, for God's sake, Tommy, please don't tell Madge about this. She's away for the weekend, but If this got back, it's just that the pills she gave me aren't working.
Have you got them with you?
Yeah, mate.
Now, let's see.
Here they are.
Will be a moment with the tea.
Thanks, darling.
No worries, Tommy.
No, I meant, yes, oh, odd. I don't know these pills at all. You know, I'm sure I've seen...
Careful, Tommy, they're real powerful, especially the brown ones.
The brown ones?
Yeah, I haven't got too many of them left. My back's been so crook.
Well, what about the other colours?
You don't know?
No.
Oh, right. Yellow one in the morning, red one at lunchtime, and a pink one at night. The brown one's only to be taken if the pain becomes acute. It's been real cute lately.
How did you get this injury?
Riding accident months ago.
Hmm. Now, these pills, I don't know them, and yet...
Cripes, Tommy, what are you doing? You'll poison yourself. Spit it out, quick. Come on, spit it out.
Oh, nice, then.
What?
Well, they seem to taste a bit like chocolate.
Oh, I just swallow them whole, like Madge told me. I never really tasted them. Maybe a bit of the sugary coating if I don't have enough beer left in my glass.
Len, obviously your pain is not reacting to the pills Madge prescribed for you. Now, come into the surgery, let me take a look at your back. You might need some stronger medication.
Oh, thanks, Tommy. Thanks heaps, mate.
No worries, Len. And no more horses for the moment.
Horses?
There you are, two sweet cherries.
Crikey, Millie, that was quick, real quick.
I've built up so many muscles in my left arm while giving my right arm a rest, I can now pour twice as fast. I'm ambidextrous.
I thought she was Welsh. Big news, big excitement, Donna.
Big news, big excitement, Donna. Can't wait.
Me neither. It's ages since I've seen a film.
Yeah, me too. Months and months. Not since Roy Tulloch went to Wangalong.
And now Madge has been. Hey, Millie, you going to the pictures Monday night?
You kidding? Isn't everybody? I wouldn't miss it for the world.
They're quite strong, but they should ease the pain.
Oh, thanks, Tommy, thanks.
I'll get rid of the old pills for you, if you like.
Great. Thanks for the cup of tea, Mrs. Barrett.
Sorry about the teddy bear biscuits.
No worries.
Thomas has become quite partial to them.
Well, thanks again. I'll see you Monday night, then.
Monday night?
Yeah, you mean no one's told you? The mongrels. Well, I guess it was the excitement.
What's happening Monday night?
The pictures. We're having a film. Madge will be back from Wangalong.
Really? The pictures? Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a cinema in town.
Ah, there isn't. We just use the town hall.
I see.
But if you'd like to come, I'll put two tickets aside for you. My shout.
Like to? We'd love to, wouldn't we, Thomas?
Oh, yes, love to.
Oh, we wouldn't miss it for anything.
Bonza. Right then, I'll be off. See you Monday.
Monday. Bye, Len.
Yes, bye, Len, and thank you.
No worries.
Here's me thinking we're in some cultural backwater and now we're going to the pictures Monday night. Wait till I tell Mummy. God, what shall I wear? Do you think my fishtail dress with a Peter Pan collar would be too much? And we'll have to get lots of sweets to take.
I'm bringing Smarties.
And I might even bake a cake for after.
Captain Cook, chase that chook all around Australia. Lost his pants in the middle of France and found him in Tasmania. Captain Cook, chase
g'day,
the
Galen.
Chook. Oh, g'day, Len. New suit.
Oh, no, I got it for my wedding. Don't wear it much. Only been married once. Put it on for the pictures tonight.
Oh, yeah. Should be Bonza. What's the film?
Something called On the Waterfront. It's only just come to Wangalong, so we're pretty lucky to be getting it so quick, eh? Galen, can I speak to you for a moment?
Sure, Len.
No, I mean, can you stop skipping for a moment?
All right.
Thanks.
What is it, Len?
How's the training coming along? Seriously.
Beaut, Len. Reggie's got me really up to scratch. I got Betty Cuthbert in the sprints to worry about, but
Well, there's a lot riding on your winning gold, Galen. People will come from far and wide to see the town that bred an Olympic gold medal winner. Well, there'll be a statue in the main square.
Yeah.
New shops, a cafe, maybe even a local radio station.
Gee!
Yeah, so you see, Galen, it's vital you win.
Do my best, Len.
Good girl.
But at the end of the day, just getting to the Olympics is achievement enough in itself.
What?
That's what Reggie says. He says it's being part of it that counts, not the winning.
He does he?
God, Thomas, I thought we'd never get away. Must have missed most of the film.
Well, I couldn't just leave Verna Retallick. She was really crook.
Crook? Never mind, darling, we're here now. How do I look?
Peter Pan collar's up a bit at the back.
Oh.
There, it's better.
Mm.
In we go. After you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, sure Terry's out of line, Johnny, but he's just confused.
Confused, Charlie? First he crosses me in public and gets away with it. Then someone else will, and pretty soon...
Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
I'm just another fella down here on the waterfront.
Johnny, I can't do it. I can't. My own kid brother.
Well, you can have it your way, or you can have it his.
It's Madge acting out the film.
But you can't have it both ways.
Oh, right. So then Charlie leaves Johnny Friendly's bar and goes looking for Terry to warn him, right? And he finds him, and they get in this taxi.
Where to?
Oh, that was the taxi driver, right?
Where to?
Good day, Dr. Barrett, Mrs. Barrett.
Good day.
Good day, Dr. Barrett, Mrs. Barrett.
Oh, hello, Dr. Barrett.
Shh. Hello, Tommy, Mrs. Barrett. Grouse Film, your seats are next to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Grouse Film. That Marlon Brando's every bit as good as they say he is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he says, and when him, them and you, Jolly. You and Johnny Friendly.
And Madge is certainly better than Roy Tullock doing A Star Is Born.
I did me best.
What about that night you came into my dressing room and said, Kid, this ain't your night. We're going for the prize on Wilson. It ain't my night. So this bum Wilson gets a shot of the title. And what do I get? One-way ticket to Balookaville.
But Terry, I had a bet down for you too.
You don't understand, Charlie. I could have been a contender. I could have hit class and been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Smarty Jane.
Thanks, Thomas.
It was you, Charlie. It was you.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Thanks. Thanks, everybody. Now, I was just lucky there was such a bonza film showing when I went to Wangalong at the weekend, even if it didn't have Audrey Hepburn in it.
And Madge tells me that next month the film at the Wangalong Regal will be Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a musical, so we look forward to seeing that as Jimmy and Pete will be making the trip to Wangalong for more sheep dip.
Yes, well done, Madge. Yeah, terrific.
Well done, Madge. Jane and I enjoyed the film immensely.
Oh, we're glad you liked it, Thomas. Although I would have thought that Ninotchka or Anna Karenina or the battleship Pumpkin would have been more to your taste.
Oh, not really. Although Jane and I both love the battleship Potemkin, don't we, Janie?
Wonderful film. Really is a classic of Russian cinema.
Oh, really?
Really? Wonderful.
Grouse Film, Pete.
Oh, Grouse Film, all right, Jimmy.
Best one I've seen since Werner Ritalik saw Shane.
Yeah, reckon. Shane was a bit violent, but Werner does crook gun noises.
Yeah.
Great everyone turned up. I thought Mrs. Barrett looked real bonzer in her Peter Pan.
Wow! Look at the fire! Say what you just said again.
Shane was a bit violent, but and Werner does crook...
No. About Mrs. Barrett. That's it.
Yeah. What?
New fella come Kalangadoc. The fire hasn't been talking about Dr. Barrett. It's been talking about Mrs. Barrett.
I don't understand.
Don't you get it, Pete? Mrs. Barrett's arrival in Kalangadoc Junction has been on the cards since the dream time, the beginning of creation.
Does she know? Kalangadoc Junction was written by Moira O'Shea and starred Caroline Quentin as Jane, John Dutteen as Thomas and Reggie, Neil Ashdown as Jimmy, Toby Longworth as Pete and DJ, Brian Bowles as Len, Joanna Munro as Madge and Donna, Moira O'Shea as Gaylene and Dawn, Julie Gibbs as Millie, and June Whitfield as Phoebe. The signature tune was performed by Bill Bailey, and the producer was Liz Anstey.
I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I got the rollin' arthritis sitting down at my rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rockin' in two by two.